Let's talk to Nancy real quick. I wanted to hit on this endorphins thing real quick. These brain chemicals or endorphins, they refer to it as a morphine-like substance that can develop once as a way that the body protects itself from pain. And a lot of joggers, you know, get into this.
Yeah, it's called the runner's high.
A runner's high, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that can be just as negative as not running at all. Could you comment on that? And what would you recommend to people?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean when you say it can be negative.
Well, it's a form of morphine. I mean, it's a morphine-like substance. I mean, it's a high, and it's not from a. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal recently that said that the people are actually becoming addictive to it, and in a lot of cases, it's a way that they're escaping reality. They're escaping problems in their lives, and they're going to run to escape the problem, and they've created a whole new set of problems by doing that, or aerobics or whatever. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, you can't stop them from going to do this aerobic.
Yeah. I don't know too many people who've experienced the endorphins in an hour aerobics class. Usually you have to be more of a long-distance runner or do it for a longer period of time to get to really be able to feel it. I think that thing can just be like any other thing in a person's life when they let it dictate their life and rule their life. I think for the average person, the endorphins aren't really a bad thing. It just helps them to feel good about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But anybody who lets anything, including exercise, rule their life can be addicted to it, and then it can be a problem.